The more you trust your intuition, the more empowered you become. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we get some help with learning to trust your intuition. Enjoy.
When you're facing a problem, you might handle it in different ways. Some of you usually ask your beloved family or friends, while others try to listen to their intuition before making a decision. Now, you must have heard someone say to you, go with your gut, trust your instincts, find your true north, right? In a simple explanation, intuition or gut feeling is characterized by understanding something with little to no explanation. All people have it. Actually, this explains why some people avoid specific routes and why others turn down seemingly excellent jobs, etc. So how do you know if it's your intuition that's trying to tell you something and not your fear? The following are 10 ways to find out whether it's your intuition or not. Number 1. Same opportunities keep coming to you. Hindsight is something you can feel when your intuition tries to tell you something. Some people take years to realize that some opportunities keep coming to them. Your intuition wants you to notice a tiny pattern throughout your life by giving you that kind of attention. When you've been waiting for a new job, but you're still scared to take any chances, your intuition might give you a little attention, subtly, of a job posting or specific career article. Number 2. Peaceful feeling in your stomach or chest. Most of the time, your intuition is so powerful, you can physically feel the effects. When a lot of people sometimes have a peaceful feeling within their hearts, the rest of the people don't know what their intuition is trying to tell them. A lot of people describe their intuition as a feeling in their stomach or chest. You can also say that intuition comes as a tightness in those body parts. Number 3. Happy and confident, even though the decision is irrational. Have you ever experienced when you thought about quitting your job, but your financial aspect still holds you back? That this is where your intuition tries to tell you something? Even though it seems like an irrational and illogical answer, the thought of doing it might be the way out you've been looking for. You'll feel clarity and confidence whenever your intuition tries to speak to you. Number 4. Your thoughts are pulled in a specific direction. Sometimes you choose to ignore your intuition or miss the signs when it's always there to guide you to the right path. But if you keep noticing that your brain focuses on a specific thought, you can notice what your intuition is trying to tell you, especially when you investigate or slow things down. Number 5. Uneasy feeling about a certain situation. You normally feel happy when you listen to your intuition, but in this case, you feel a little uneasy and discomforted once you ignore it. This is usually what happens when you choose to listen to your ego and make a safe choice, even though you know it's wrong, instead of listening to what your intuition tries to tell you. Number 6. Lucid dreams. One of the other ways intuition tries to tell you something is when you have a lucid dream. Have you ever dreamt about being chased by a huge tiger or falling off a building? It's sometimes important to document your experience, since dreams are a big way in which spirit communicates. Another reason why you should take note of your dreams is that it doesn't have a detailed timestamp. We can just feel things in the past, future, or present intuitively, and sometimes it can be a mixed feeling as well. There's also a fantastic way to keep track of your dreams by writing them down in a journal. Number 7. Clarity. Those aha moments you feel when you drive your car or when you're in the shower are examples of how your intuition speaks to you. When you let your mind rest during meditation, your mind will open up and allow your emotions and thoughts to flow through. You know there are times when your intuition talks to you, including when you're not trying to push for it, or when you're sleeping, or when you're less busy, or when you let go of your mind. Number 8. Realize your intuition and instinct are not in sync. Most of the time, your ego or instinct will try to protect you from making mistakes or failure. That's the difference with your intuition. Your intuition will help you fight against your failure or fear so you can go after your dreams or make the right choice. Instinct is a response that works automatically and has a relation with survival. Intuition is more focused and evolved, your highest good. Number 9. Feeling ill when you ignore your intuition. You may feel more stress when you don't listen to your intuition. Physical signs like feeling sick or having an anxiety may slowly keep coming into your life because your intuition tells you to change. These physical signs may keep happening to you till you listen to your intuition and start making changes. As people try to ignore their intuition, there'll be feelings like depression or anxiety that naturally grows. If those feelings are stronger and you keep ignoring them, your body can manifest illnesses as an extreme way to force you to change your life. Number 10. The feeling will not go away. There's a reason why certain thoughts keep coming into your head. It's how your intuition speaks to you. You should be more receptive to those soft nuances so you can let your life flow much smoother. The simplest way to know if your intuition is telling you something is to feel that odd feeling that keeps coming to you. It's the feeling that will not go away.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.